everybody. Welcome to Porn Star Life Coach with PornStarLifeCoach.com, part of the Julie Land universe. We're broadcasting live from a haunted mansion. Well, it's a perfect place to discuss what's creepy I want to say fans, but in the talent as well. In our industry, in the adult film industry, we run across a lot of creepiness when people harbor all their fetishes and then they think it's okay to just blurt it out. Sometimes you can border on into creepy land. So we've got three of the most perfect people to talk about it. Thanks. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Kiki Dare. I'm not creepy.
Most of the time.
Well, yeah.
And I'm Dane Cross, and I'm kind of creepy. I have a nickname. My nickname is Creepy Cross.
Sounds like an AA meeting.
Go ahead, say it. My name is...
My name is Casey Storm.
And how long has it been since you've been creepy?
Last night.
Not surprised.
Hi, my name is Nikki Hunter, and I have not been unable to get off my creepiness, especially when I look at young girls. It's like I want to eat them alive. And that's... I've actually had people come up to me like, stop being so creepy. They are young girls. Stop trying to eye fuck them.
Why?
We have a lot in common.
Right. I'll be like, hey, honey, what are you doing tonight? I can take you home. Your clothes look better on my floor. What?
Are you kidding? I keep duct tape in my trunk just in case I want to take a girl home.
I was at the seminar just this last week, which is not porn related. And we had to dress up. And what do I pull out of my bag? A big roll of duct tape. People are like, where did you get that? Like, I have it in my bag. I carry it around with me wherever I go. Is that creepy? Yeah.
I think that's where we got to start here
today. If you have to ask if it's creepy, it is creepy. It's creepy.
But I think we should define what is creepy first.
Okay. All right. Let's do that.
That is creepy. That is creepy.
What is creepy to you when you come across something and you get the heebie-jeebies? You're like, oh, what would... And I'd say creepiness is like a form of like being turned off or all of a sudden you feel like you have to protect yourself from somebody
or
because they're
on.
Exuding some personality trait that makes you go, oh shit, too far in the wrong field.
Yeah, we might need to take a right turn right about now.
Uh-huh. And what is creepy to you, Kiki Dare?
The guy that follows me around Bed Bath & Beyond and comes up to me about 10 minutes later after he's followed me and says, I know you.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Richard, we told you to stop doing that.
I haven't been to Bed Bath & Beyond in years.
Since the last time you followed her around, I get it, okay. You got kicked out and banned.
I hang out at Target.
God, I thought you looked familiar.
So this really did happen to you, didn't it?
It did, it did. I've also had people come up to me and say, wow, don't you remember me? We used to date. And I'm like, no, we didn't.
Oh, wow. I love the whole, where do I know you from? Like, you don't want to recall that.
Especially if that's your wife and kids sitting next to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, essentially, anytime my personal space is invaded, I'm going to feel creeped out.
Yeah. There is a personal level of getting to know somebody is like, just because you see me fucking on film, don't feel like you get to be in my personal bubble. Even though in your head, many times you've splooged on my face, that does not mean that as soon as you see me, you can go right into my face space. And we don't have that personal relationship. I don't know you like that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know you. Like, I don't know you. I don't want to see your penis. I don't want to see your nipples. I don't want to see your ass.
I had a guy pull out his penis in Home Depot for me one time.
No way.
Wow.
That is creepy.
Oh, yeah. He's like, you want to look at it or stroke it? And he had an accent, too. But he's like, just stroke it right here. I could be important. I got a big dick. Look at this. And he pulled it out in the painting section of Home Depot.
It was his stirring stick. He's mixing magenta and fucking.
And the other thing is, like, maybe it didn't happen. You just fantasized that it happened, so that makes you creepy. Yeah.
I was just wondering who was watching the security cameras and how long it was going to take for someone to come to that aisle.
And no one ever came.
No one ever came. They don't watch that shit.
God, could you help a porn star out? What the hell?
The thing is, I think a lot of people, because of our job, and we're performers and actors on some level, with, you know, what we do, and we're objectified to a great degree. We're not human to them. We're basically kind of to fans, I should say. We're kind of objects for their pleasure. That's what we're there to serve, because right. We wouldn't have a job without that. But it's hard to remember sometimes if you meet us in person, we're people. And much like how you may think you know us, you have to actually try and make some concerted effort to get to know us and treat us like another human being. So that's a good start. Even though you may be a fan, you know, just be cool and just say hi and, you know, nice to meet you. I appreciate your work. And it may be very hard to do considering if, you know, you run into Nikki Hunter and you just saw her take, you know, two dicks in her ass. And
Which happens.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's the most important part. Just treat us like we're humans.
No, I'm going to play devil's advocate to you right now. Okay, Dane? Because a lot of the people that we run into that see us that have to say something because they're so excited, and if they don't say something right now, they'll never get that opportunity. They come up to you. They don't have social skills a lot of times. Maybe they're very much alone, or they have a problem connecting with people. So they don't know how to socially exercise their personal relationships, because I meet a lot of people that are shy, or they're just so used to being behind a computer all the time.
That's me.
That they don't have. No, you've got some social skills. You know how to get out there and fuck. Thanks, Richard.
He's like, step away from the computer.
No, but there are people who really don't know how to communicate, and all of a sudden they come up to us and they don't know normal social interactions. It's just human.
They have a hard time with normal people.
Right.
And then they get to meet somebody they've been watching for a length of time, and then they sit there and they go, oh my God, like, this is really you. And
it comes across as really creepy just because there's the lack of social skills. So I would say for the people out there, is like, maybe hone those skills first.
But also it's a matter of perception, and I think it's also incumbent on us as performers. You know, we're not regular actors, and I can only imagine what you know, big superstars go through when they're not the ones on camera, you know, fucking, but they're huge personalities and you feel like you get you have some like connection with them. As performers, I think it's really important for us to be aware that while everybody isn't, you know, there is no normal. It's just like how we perceive what normal is. We all have different life backgrounds and what, you know, we can't hold it against you for being creepy or weird, because what other people may, you know, I am normal to you or more not. It's harmful creepy and like harmless creepy, and right. I would like to think I'm harmless creepy because I'm not necessarily totally outgoing in my everyday life, and I don't. I'm very picky with who I'll interact with.
But if you're
with.
Harmful, creepy, and you like hair, and you walk around with scissors trying to snip hairs off the people you love, that's harmful. That's really creepy.
Stalking is creepy.
Stalking is creepy.
And I know plenty of girls have problems with stalkers.
You have to be aware that those people are going to exist, and we can't necessarily stop that from happening, but you have to be aware of it and how to handle it.
Agreed.
In a way that's not offensive. If you don't feel you're in danger, then just try and be nice and remove yourself from the situation.
Now, Casey Storm, you beautiful thing, you. What is creepy to you? Because you have just done a few scenes. So you're brand new to the industry,
right?
But this is not your first rodeo.
No. One thing I've noticed that's been really creepy for me is on Twitter, actually.
Really? When I will
get people that will
message me or put something on my Twitter and they think I'm talking directly to them. Or if I post a picture, they think it's just for them.
Right.
And then they'll make some comments that are less than warranted. But
I find there's a lot of creepiness on Twitter.
Yes.
Actually, I used to do nothing but Twitter, but the last 6 months, I have almost completely stopped Twitter because of the trolls that are on there. And it's not even like negativity. It's just like, yeah, baby, give me that ass. I want to fuck you. I want to stick my dick in your asshole. I'm like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't want to.
See, I get that on Facebook. I don't get it on Twitter.
Really?
On
Facebook is the worst.
Wow.
I haven't looked at Facebook in forever.
Yeah.
I don't. And mine's not even a professional Facebook.
I don't either. That's what's scary about it. No.
MySpace.
Friendster.
Friendster.
I think it's kind of a pipe dream for us as performers to think that the people who are kind of out there are gonna, you know, we're gonna make any influence or change. I ignore those things because I'm a guy, but I don't get as much. But I still get the creepy gay fans. But I appreciate them all. So I think, you know, as women, it's a bit different. But I don't think it's so horrible because there's still people and they still have, you know, they still have day jobs or families and things like that. They just think because it's the internet, they can say whatever the fuck they want.
That's
and
true.
It's appropriate.
And you really can't. There's
you can't, but they're going to.
They're going to anyways because there's no responsibility.
I think you said it right, though. It's just about perspective. Like, this is creepy. But is it? There's worse things that you could be dealing with, and what I always I say it all over my site is that I just tell people all the time: just think before you tweet. It's like think before you talk. Think before you say something. And if you're gonna run into a girl porn star, male porn star, just be nice. Tell them you like their work. You think you're amazing. Don't be all saying all rude, disgusting.
And there are forums if you want to talk like that that you can go talk like that very happily. Keep it off some of the more openly social aspect sites.
Yeah. GFY is a good one.
Well, all I know is just don't grab my boob if I don't know you and haven't given you permission.
Now there we go. Let's go into keep them from being creepy.
Watch that hand, baby. Watch
as Dan reaches over.
Give me some rules of fan etiquette or the people that we find and maybe not even just fans, just in general, how to not be creepy.
Be nice.
Don't send pictures of your shit.
Unless as it's a asked for specifically.
No, just as a friendly hello, first time ever contacted you. That's just not. No.
deodorant.
Even Manuel Ferreira, when I introduced him at a party to my personal trainer who was doing exercise, personal trainer, she'd never seen porn a day in her life. We walk into a party, and this is back, in 2004, 2003? He whips out his huge dick and goes, hey, just hold it.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Her eyeballs, like, this poor little girl has never seen anything so big in her entire life. And she's tiny, and she's like, it would break her in half.
Yeah.
So this huge, like, French dick being, like, right in front of her.
And how many kids do they have now?
Yeah, I'm getting strangely wet listening to this.
And that's why we're porn stars.
No, I would say deodorant, toothpaste, mouthwash.
Hygiene.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So not to be creepy is like if you take care of yourself, you will lessen the creep factor.
Yes. Yes. And please, I fuck me only if I ask you to.
Oh, wow. So but eye fucking is harmless, I thought.
It's not harmless. It is harmless. But at the same time, it's a matter of respect.
Okay.
If you don't know someone, you know, kind of be a little less obvious, please.
Maybe
boys.
Eye fuck me if you expect to never say hello to me.
Yeah, exactly.
If you eye fuck me in that sort of like demeaning way, and then you want to eventually say hi in the future, you've already fucked yourself.
I mean, listen, if I walked up to you, stood 3 inches from your face, and I fucked you, you would probably be a little bit creeped out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not you.
Spread your legs, baby.
Okay, how wide?
I never noticed that twitcher in your eye and making that wink.
That's my creepiness. And I get, it's really funny, I get creepy with girls.
I get really, like, guys.
You
I'm
do,
not
don't you?
Like, really creepy with yeah. girls. I
guys,
do.
You're like, whatever.
I'm comfortable you're with guys.
You're
girls.
A lady with guys. Yeah, but oh, with totally. The girls, you are creepy. I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, I get creepy with boys.
Really?
Yes. Every girl I ever brought to you, you got creepy on.
I did. Yeah. I get real creepy.
Whether it was skin,
I'll be
ash,
like, oh, I
touch
you. Oh, yeah. You're so pretty. It puts the lotion on its skin.
And I learned all my creepiness from you.
Yeah. I get creepy with guys.
Really? With guys you do, huh?
I'm so the one that'll see a guy like in a, like years ago, one of my oldest friends, I met him in a club in Pennsylvania. No, in Massachusetts. I'm sorry.
Just like,
I have to think about this.
One of those.
So, but anyway, I meet him and really cute, had long, beautiful blonde hair. So what do? I look at him and say hi. And then I ask him where he's going. And he goes, the bathroom. I'm like, good. You better get your ass back here because I have plans for you later.
Oh, yes. You know, guys like that. That's not creepy.
Then
guys
he
like that.
Went to the bathroom and he slipped out the window. No way for him to come back.
Actually, he stayed with me the whole week.
I want a quick creepy story from you or how not to be creepy, Casey.
Don't invade my private space.
All right, bubble.
If you're trying to talk to me, I don't wear a hearing aid. So you don't need to be so up into my face that I can't even see your eyes.
Okay. I had somebody lick my face once.
Oh, my God.
I was pissed. Like, and somebody else told him to lick me. And I was just like, and I know he meant well. It was great. It was funny. Ha, 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 ha. But like, dude, oh, ew.
You don't even
full
like being slapped,
full tongue
right?
lick up the cheekbone to the forehead.
And you don't even like being slapped, right?
I don't. Yeah. No, I mean, I can. Depends on the person.
By me.
Yeah, I do.
Another one for me is if you want to squeeze the twins, just ask.
Yeah.
Don't just come up and do it like they are just, you
simple
know,
manners.
Sidelines.
Yeah. Manners.
Please and thank you go a long way.
Yeah. It really, really does. All right, guys. So plug your sites, please.
OfficialKikiDare.com. And I am also on Twitter @Kiki_Dare. And that's Dare with an I.
D-A-I.
Yeah, I had to be a pain in the ass.
It's okay. Got to be different. Dane Cross.
You can find me on Twitter, Dane Cross, or Forum Spring to ask me a question, Dane Cross XXX. Yeah.
Love it.
And then my Twitter is Casey Storm XXX, and it's K-A-S-E-Y. Or you can find me on AmericanMeanGirls.com.
Love it. And you can find me, Nikki Hunter, here at JulieLand.com, part of the JulieLand universe. You just listened to Porn Star Life Coach. Find us more at PornStarLifeCoach.com. See you guys later.